stories of a recovering hateaholic. I used to be a hater, damn, the nigga that couldn't stand to see a player. Yeah, that was me, watch the big Willie Wills and wish they caught a flat, hit alive as nigga spit and say that shit was whack. I couldn't stand to hear a nigga flow better than mine. I couldn't stand to see him with a girl thicker than mine. I push whips that was thicker than mine and bagging dimes like a coin collector. If I coulda, I brought game like full court pressure. Get him out the game, coach, cause I could do better. I would always tell myself that I could be fresher, but the truth is the truth, huh? And now I know better. We all in the rap race, it just got better cheddar. But I'm not bragging, and sometimes I find myself falling off the wagon. Like one time I went to a show and was about to rock. I'm trying to keep my hate down, but I ain't trying to jock. I hear the DJ call out, "Set, Weller, you're next." Right after blah 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 comes in, rips the set. Now I'm just sitting and watching, waiting my turn. A voice inside my head wishes blah blah would crash and burn. So I sip my rum and cola, but much to my chagrin, blah blah put it down, and I hear screaming women, "Go blah blah, go blah blah. After the show, come get my number." So I'm like, "Oh, nigga gone, I ain't even concerned. They're about to put it down, now watch and learn." So I take the stage, and as I'm about to rip, whatever I'm about to say, I forget. Shit. Damn, Weller, what just happened? My hate pressure was so high, I caught amnesia while rapping. Now I'm put on blast in the middle of the place. Should've gave blah blah his props instead of building up the hate. Ain't no running from it.
Karma ain't no running.
Keep your hate
ain't
down.
Ain't no running from.
The hate is just gonna be reflected back to your ass. You understand no what I'm saying?
Running. Don't hold your hate in, cause it'll build up.
Folks suffering from high hate
and don't know what's up.
Now you feeling sick.
We're just such a hot
girl. The only way to get your hate down
is to walk it off.
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 Got to learn how to
walk it off.
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 Now the moral to the story is as simple as can be. Before you start hating, think about me. I was just like y'all, hating on all. But I realized that hate contributes to your own fall. You can't come up by trying to put the next man down. How you gon' love the circus and be hating on the clown? You can't get mad at folks when they be well-to-do, cause when you finally come up, they gon' be hating on you.
Yeah. If you ever felt a nigga grin, that was me. If you ever seen a nigga wish, that was me. If you ever felt them hate around, that was me. If you heard what them haters say, that was me. Don't hold your hate in, cause it'll build up.
Folks suffering from high hate
and don't know what's up.
Now you feeling sick,
we're just such a hot
call. The only way to get your hate down
is to walk it off.
Or walk it off.
Or walk it off.
Or walk it off.
Service announcement brought to y'all by Dead Weller, Unknown Sounds, Block and Shane Productions, and your boy Victor True.